Well, as we wrap up our Jesus Wept sermon series today, we talk about healing. The scripture chosen for today reminds us that God walks with us in all things. Jesus didn't come only to walk with people whose lives were easy, people who didn't need healing or strength or power. No, Jesus came to walk with each and every one of us, to speak comfort to our pain, to speak forgiveness to our brokenness. He brings healing to our broken hearts and to humanity's broken relationship with God. So as a disclaimer, which I know we've said a number of times over the past few weeks as we have done this, please note that our special guest has a great deal of wisdom to share, yet neither one of us is a mental health professional. So please, if you need help, please seek out a licensed counselor or talk to your doctor. Well, we are here with Laura Gibney, one of our members, one of our band volunteers, one of our wonderful people who has been on quite a life journey, and as we were talking about healing, I thought, who better to ask about healing than Laura Gibney? So, you'll understand later. So, Laura, you and I talked about this a little bit, and one of the things that we talked about was Jesus' humanity and how that relates to our human experience. So how do you see Jesus' humanity kind of relating to what we go through as humans?
I'm kind of a conceptual learner or person. Like, if you give me numbers, I won't remember. But I like to kind of look at themes, and I feel like we have four books of Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. to kind of compare and contrast and see what he's up to. And Jesus was sent here basically to have the human experience, kind of like, go live there and report back, let me know how it is, spread my word. He didn't like float down and, you know, zoom around and only talk to kings and queens and all of the leaders of the world, but he kind of went straight to the trenches and he found the sick and the poor and maybe just people who were, well, sinners is kind of the term often used, but basically normal people. And he didn't just watch them and have no emotions and not feel things, but he lived with them. He cried with them. I'm sure he laughed with them. He probably sang with them. And he probably had a lot of anxiety because he had a lot on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. And I don't picture he, you know, went skipping up to the cross at the end of his life and went, oh, this is really easy. See you guys in 3 days, you know. Yeah. He had the human emotions, and he saw the human emotions of the people around him. And kind of for all of those reasons and so much more, I just feel like that's the part of the Bible that draws me in and that says somebody gets it. Not, you know, it's been this human form was literally here amongst other humans who were suffering and struggling and rejoicing and healing. So that's where humanity and Jesus kind of come together in a concept for me versus just these individual little stories about what he was up to.
Well, you have a unique perspective because of your situation, which I alluded to earlier. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I call it my health odyssey because it maybe was a health condition or five back in the day. I have struggled with miscellaneous mental health things, mostly anxiety, depression, kind of sleep issues, which kind of melded into potentially being bipolar. Lots of questions, but since I was really young. And for the most part, that's been used for a lot of positive things, but continues to always be part of the struggle. And then in my early 20s, I started having chronic pain issues, muscle weakness, soreness, all of those kinds of things. Got the fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue kind of diagnosis. My mom has some autoimmune disorders, diagnosed and undiagnosed, and so most likely that is the case for me as well. And then over the last 10 years or so, I started having trouble eating foods, just feeling sick, being nauseous, having bowel issues, all the things we don't like to talk about anywhere, especially at church. which leads kind of to today. I have not drank a glass of actual water in at least 3 years. I can only drink sparkling things or things that kind of wake my stomach up. I have a gastroparesis diagnosis, which means my stomach doesn't pump correctly, but because I've been doing this for a little bit, it also means that none of your gastrointestinal tract really talks to each other. So it works, it doesn't work, one part works, one part doesn't work, kind of just a disaster. So for the most part, I have a central line or a port that I can get liquid and nutrition through. But I also still attempt to eat, because once you stop, you don't get to start again, because it's a muscular thing, so you need to keep swallowing and keep doing that. So everything about my life is just different. All my day, as far as if I'm going to go somewhere or do things, I kind of have to plan in advance. And then there's lots of days I just can't plan for, and I just don't feel well. And all of the other things didn't go away, they just joined the family. So it's kind of just a day-to-day struggle of trying to get through the day and making the best of it.
Well, and knowing that you've kind of been through so much and continue to go through so much, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk with you about healing. Because with all of this and chronic health issues, how do you think about healing?
I avoided church for a long time because I had this concept, or was often told, that, you know, healing was kind of this 100% thing. If you prayed enough, if you did the right things, if you acted the right way, if you were around the right people, that somehow, you know, you would be healed. Mm. And I thought I was doing all of those things to the best of my human ability, you know, failing and doing the right things kind of simultaneously. And that message really carried a lot of like failure and bad feelings. And so as I kind of kept struggling and was realizing kind of what things got me through the day and what things didn't, I just kind of started picking up on different realities of how you can live and strive and how you're getting better. Technically, my diagnosis is terminal. They say 5 to 7 years just due to malnutrition. I've had sepsis 3 times. I've had pancreatitis. I end up with very serious infections fairly easily. And so everything about perspective changed. And I realized that no matter how long or short I had, I just needed to start doing things different so I could feel as good as I possibly could about each day, and go out into the world and try to do what I always kind of wanted to do, which was just be helpful to others and be kind of a servant and a speaker, honestly. I didn't really plan to speak about myself, but
but we asked
kind of
to.
What happened. It's the best message. And it really boiled down to healing not having to be 100%. I've kind of changed the concept to just be healing is anything that you do or change that points you in a different but hopefully more positive direction that helps you make that pivot towards something better. And maybe some days those will be giant steps, and maybe some days they will be micro mini, nobody will ever know you even took them steps. but they're steps, and they make your day better.
So you have gone through a lot. So how do you think about feelings, tears? Our series is called Jesus Wept. mental health, emotional wellness. What have you come to understand about all of those things?
Life is a mind and body experience. You don't get one and not the other. Like, they follow each other and they follow suit. Mental health is something that we just need to be talking about and being kind of more straightforward with. If people are really struggling and they need help, they shouldn't feel bad or scared or anything about not getting it or not asking for it or not talking about it. There's so many things that you can learn about your mental health, whether you're struggling or whether you are the happiest person on the planet. So many things that you can have in your toolbox to like really help you thrive and do as best as you can. I have a pastor friend actually in New Zealand who kind of is walking this new journey with me. And she just kind of shared with me, like, it's okay to be angry. Mm-hmm. It's okay to question God and why things are happening. It's okay to yell about whatever's happening to God. We don't all have to pray the same way. Crying sometimes is just a necessity and happens in every range of emotion from sad to happy, so I don't know why we judge it on one end and not the other. Yeah. All of those emotions are what you feel. So as long as you're not hurting yourself or anybody else in the process, feel them.
And there's biblical precedent for all of that.
Exactly.
You know, you got Moses going, God, why?
And sometimes you can see me reenacting that in my own yard. And all of that lent itself to kind of a new freedom, to feel emotions, to know that you'll feel them, and most likely by feeling them and not judging them, they pass faster. Because you know you're going to go back to your place of okay if you can just kind of get through that. Or if you're not going back to okay, those are your times that you find a friend or, you know, you go and actually talk to somebody or seek help. And that's kind of how you know the difference. If you can't make it back to your normal, you probably just need a little, you know, assistance, and that's okay. And so your goals in your day and your healing moments could be in a physical way, could be in a family way, could be in a mental health way. And you have all these choices to create this path to something better.
But to find those little pieces of healing in community, in being together, in recognizing that whatever you're going through, whatever your human experience is, to go, ah, Jesus gets it, because Jesus walked through this too. Mm-hmm. All right, there's a little bit of healing in that. And then with that perspective shift, mm-hmm. of what's the pivot I can make today to recognize those small victories as little bits of healing, even if 100% healing isn't going to happen today. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you.
We do love you.
I feel it every time I walk in the building.
Yay, Laura. And Laura's not one to, like, go for the limelight or anything, but I will tell you she was one of the people who sat around the table with us to create this sermon series, help us think through what are people's lives like and what do people need to hear about, what word of hope, what word of grace, what word of gospel do people need as we all walk through life together. The conversation that we recorded was like 24 minutes long, so on the digital editing room floor is another good solid 10 minutes. So if you would like to see some more stuff, tomorrow we'll be posting the full-length video, both on Facebook and on the website. So thank you so much, Laura. It's time for our song of the day. I'm doing the Are We Singing? Yes, we're singing! Like, are we singing or are we listening to the big band?